This week in Melbourne, there were scuffles and arrests as police moved on a group of rough sleepers from outside Flinders Street Station. The makeshift camp has been a visible reminder of homelessness in the city. In rural Australia, the issue might be less obvious, but it is getting worse. In central Victoria, a community housing service was so desperate to find accommodation for a 68-year-old woman, it took the unusual step of posting a public plea for help on social media. Josie Taylor reports.
Come on, here you go. Aren't you lucky today? Look what we've got.
Deborah Parkhouse is feeding some of her 10 rescue dogs.
Ruby? Ruby Rose?
On most days, they're the only company this former interior decorator has.
That's it.
I came from an upper middle class, affluent background. I had a beautiful home. I had a wonderful lifestyle, if one can call it that.
The 68-year-old bought 30 acres of picturesque farmland in central Victoria about 15 years ago. It was supposed to be a tree change dream and a more relaxed life.
To build a home, to retire into it, to be able to have the animals around me.
Instead, Deborah Parkhouse struggled with breast cancer and a bitter neighbourhood dispute that ended up in court. Then there was a 10-year battle with her bank, Credit Union Australia. It began over how to consolidate the property's three separate titles and ended with Deborah Parkhouse not paying her mortgage. She was evicted from her once comfortable and stylish home last October and has been living in a series of wooden sheds ever since. The 68-year-old owns one title on the property. Her bank has repossessed the other two.
I own land, but I can't live on it, and I'm homeless.
Every day, Deborah Parkhouse pumps bore water for herself and her menagerie of rescue animals. Credit Union Australia reported Ms. Parkhouse's living arrangements to the local council in December, saying contractors working on the repossessed property had raised concerns about her welfare. The Macedon Shire Rangers Council wouldn't comment on the case but said it's illegal to live in sheds without proper facilities. The local community housing service is trying to help, but all of its properties are full. Cobourg Community Health's Chief Executive Margaret McDonald said she had no choice but to take the unusual step of asking the public on Facebook to donate a caravan for Deborah.
The demand for housing has increased exponentially over the last year or so. In January of last year, we had 16 requests for support for housing service. This January, in the first 3 weeks, we had 35. We had 11 on one day.
Deborah Parkhouse has had a caravan delivered to her property, but it's only a temporary solution.
Josie Taylor.